With the help of residents, Bradford's plan to handle roughly an additional 35,000 people and 19,000 jobs in the next 2.5 decades is taking shape. Mana Masudi, senior planner for the town, updated council on the status of the municipality's ongoing growth management plan, and in particular the public consultation efforts so far, during a recent council meeting. Mayor James LeDuc called the new report exciting, and said he was impressed with the public participation. Since the public process started with a public meeting on June 25, Masudi explained in a report that the town, WSP and Watson & Associates economists hosted and directed two visioning workshops on October 16, so residents could provide feedback on issues such as intensification in residential areas, growth around the Bradford GO Transit Station and Bridge Street, and urban boundary expansions. According to the report, about 70 people participate in both sessions with the most frequent resident feedback, 43%, related to urban boundary expansions with a priority on protecting rural and agricultural land while supporting infrastructure improvements, especially in regards to Brownlee Drive and the overall need for green space. About 27% of comments were about the intensification strategy and included concerns about density and green space loss, with a preference for mixed-use development and walkable, connected hubs as well as a desire to enhance the town's appeal to outsiders while fostering a sense of community. About 10% of comments were about growth around the GO station, and emphasized careful planning for traffic and transit expansion while favoring mid-rise buildings and mixed-use spaces. Related were the roughly 5% of comments about the Bridge Street corridor, seen as a vital growth area requiring thoughtful urban design and traffic management. Concerned over the impact of traffic on the street, a number of residents suggested a possible traffic relief valve in the area. About 5% of comments were about the Highway 400 employment land and stressed the need to plan strategically for essential services, including suggestions for medical facilities such as hospitals near the 400. Another 5% focused on the environment and the need for energy-efficient policies with green development. Despite the turnout, Peter Ferragini hoped more people would participate in shaping the town's future. "I'd really like to see more residents involved," he said. "To all those at home, if you don't show up, don't complain." Major transit station area. A diagram shows the largest of three options proposed for Bradford's major transit station area, MTSA, and was included in the agenda for the November 19 council meeting. Supplied image. Much of Bradford's growth is expected to be located in the major transit station area, MTSA, which includes an 800-meter radius around the GO station, where taller, denser developments are expected. LeDuc emphasized the importance of focusing on this area, which comes with a target of 150 people and jobs per hectare. "That's huge," he said. "The numbers are hard but can be done." Following guidance from the County of Simcoe's official plan amendment No. 7, Scope 7, and through the workshops, staff and consultants developed three potential options for the boundaries of the MTSA. All three options avoid areas within the Greenbelt Plan or the Holland Marsh, and all include the properties fronting Bridge Street as far east at the West Holland River, the properties along Deset Street as far north as the intersection with Tomisa Street, Baines Way, the properties along Holland Street just west of the Four Corners intersection with Berry Street, Simcoe Road, and as far south as Center Street. One option sees the southern boundary extend to properties fronting Edward Street, while another would go to Marshview Boulevard. The boundary could include neighborhoods east of Berry Street as far north as Britannia Avenue or only go as far as Scanlon Avenue. The Planning Act prohibits the town from setting parking minimums within the MTSA as a result of changes through Provincial Bill 185, the Cutting Red Tape to Build More Homes Act, which received royal assent on June 6. Updated growth figures. A map from Bradford's current official plan shows the boundaries of the employment lands and urban area. Not shown are Bond Head and Newton Robinson. Supplied image. Masudi's report also summarizes some of the findings from Watson and Associates about the town's growth review and allocations. Figures show Bradford has been a local leader in growth in recent years, with a population increase of about 25,500, going from 23,100 in 2001 to 48,600 in 2024. From 2016 to 2021, Bradford's annual growth rate was about 4%, outpacing both the county's 2.2% and the provincial average of 1.4%. Over the last 5 years, Bradford accounted for about 15% of the county's population growth, and that share is expected to rise to 17% by 2051. "We're going to grow because our location is so desirable for many reasons," Deputy Mayor Raj Sandhu said. While 81% of Bradford's new housing development was low density over the last 4 years, from now until 2051, it's expected just 58% will be low density, with 22% medium density and 20% high density. That's expected to reflect an increased demand for affordable housing and an increased proportion of the population aged 65 and older. Watson projects the town will add about 440 units annually from 2021 to 2026, increasing to 580 annually from 2026 to 2041, before declining gradually to about 550 annually from 2041 to 2046 and 530 annually from 2046 to 2051. About 6,600 of those new units are targeted to be built in the town's existing built-up area, in which the MTSA would be located. Ward 6 Count. Nicholas Harper called the report very enlightening, but felt the growth projections were too heavily influenced by trends from past years and didn't reflect the reality that construction has recently come to a halt. "We're really still on that high of COVID-19, pandemic migration," he said, suggesting the town might not grow as fast as expected. "If we don't get there, it's okay." Whether or not the town hits the 2051 targets, the mayor said it's still going to see increased growth. "We'll be ready and be able to manage that," he said. Next steps. Moving forward, several more reports are expected to look at intensification, growth, and other opportunities within the town's employment lands, opportunities for the MTSA, and identify areas for both short-term and long-term growth. That's all part of work for the growth plan, as Bradford's population and jobs are expected to hit about 84,370 and 30,900, respectively, by 2051. That comes as part of the town's ongoing efforts to update its official plan, which helps determine municipal boundaries, where water and sewer services will be provided, the future locations for homes, schools, parks, and businesses, plus more. The growth plan is broken into two parts, with work expected to be carried out on both simultaneously: Part 1, intensification, and Part 2, settlement boundary expansion, with reports to council and public meetings to continue through to fall 2025. For more information, visit townofbwg.com/planbwg2051 or email planbwg2051 at townofbwg.com.